Welcome to episode 5 of Sancocho for the Soul.
This is Alex.
I'm Laura.
And today we're supporting our local girl gangs. So, girl gangs. What's a girl gang? Laura.
A girl gang is a group of women that basically support each other. So it could be people that you've never met in person, but, you know, they always comment on Instagram, on Facebook, whatever. They're always liking whatever you're posting.
Yeah.
They're super supportive. They repost. They direct message you to let you know they're thinking about you. Just freaking people that are supporting you.
Yep. I mean, I have so much support from people I don't know on social media that just have my back, that it's actually overwhelming, like humbling.
I have more support from fucking people that I've never met in my life.
Me too.
Than from people that, like, I've known for years.
Because it's better. Listen, the people that know you find it hard to support you. I don't know why that
is. But why? Like, we have to change that.
I know. I agree.
It's like, okay, let me go spend $40 on fucking Kylie Jenner's. Is that who makes the fucking makeup? I don't even know, because I don't care about the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But they'd rather spend $40 on that than to buy a t-shirt from you or to buy some crystals for me. What the fuck, bro? Why?
Because people, and it's hard to understand the concept because you and I are not like this.
Obviously.
But people feel threatened.
But it's ridiculous.
I know, it's ridiculous. It's crazy. And
like, how much work have we done for each other, not expecting anything in return?
I know. But people don't think that way.
People are assholes.
Okay, today's podcast is People Are Assholes.
Basically, well, that's what it comes down to. Like,
yeah, people are assholes.
If I don't know you, I don't care. Like, I'm still going to help you out. Like, how many, it just, to me, it's just mind-boggling. There are millions of people on this planet, and just because I make t-shirts and you make t-shirts, it doesn't mean that we're competing against each other, because a million people need fucking t-shirts.
Yeah. And it happens to be, like, you get the most hate from, like, people you support. So, for example, right, I'm not, you know, this is not the bashing episode, but there are a lot of people that I've supported throughout the years, because I believe in what they're doing, simply because I knew who they were. And now that I actually posted this on my private page, now that I may be in an equal playing field as them, they don't seem to really care to support me. And actually, that makes me work a little bit harder. That motivates me to be like, all right, eventually you're going to have to acknowledge me. Because you're going to run into me at a networking event. You're going to run into me at a party. You're going to run into me because we have mutual friends and we have people that support both of us. So you're going to have to face me eventually. But that's just how it is. But on a more positive note,
well, people, we're not supposed to be petty in 2018.
No, I started a movement. No petty 2018.
That's so hard.
Laura has embraced it with me.
Yeah, right, I mean, homeless people are saying hello to me in the street, so obviously.
Actually, I have a group of women that have been supporting me. Jazz and Angie, I know you guys are listening. They've supported me 110% on all my businesses, and Laura as well. So we supported them at an event last week. And Laura, who actually always has bitch face, like resting bitch face, is that what you call it?
Yes, RBF.
Yeah, Laura forever has it. She was getting embraced by strangers.
People were hugging me. People wanted to take my picture. It was so different for me.
And I take all the credit in the world for that.
Usually I can just sit in my corner and look at people and just people watch and judge everyone. I can't do that anymore.
So
it's like new Laura 2018.
No, but really, I think women need to support each other instead of bashing each other. And that starts early in life. I think girls are so mean to each other for no reason.
Yeah.
And, I mean, being mothers to young girls, we really try to, like, teach them that you need to support your colleagues, your teammates, your friends. I mean, listen, you don't necessarily have to be friends with everybody.
No.
But if you're, I don't know, if you're part of a team, for example, right? You don't not need to be friends, but you need to support each other because that's what a team is about.
Yes.
And I think we have, you know, we have a problem with women actually going against each other rather than supporting each other. And that's terrible.
Yes. We should be each other's biggest supporters.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, I mean, the same kind of effort that you put into supporting the Kardashians.
Or anybody. Listen, yeah, I mean, and it doesn't even have to be in regards to business. Like,
no,
like,
just in life in general.
Just in life. Like, I see women that might not necessarily, you know, we might not be friends. But if I can help you or I can give you advice or I can, I don't know, just be there for support, I'm going to do that.
Yes.
And I've had so many people within the last few weeks that have hit me up and tell me that they see me as an inspiration. They see me as someone that has overcome so many like trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I sound ignorant. I promise I'm very smart. and that, you know, that I'm kicking ass, and that to me is really so fulfilling, and it shows that all my hard work is paying off, and not necessarily paying off on a monetary sense, paying off in
like,
spiritual
in like
and emotional
soul coins.
Yes, in soul coins. Yes,
soul
absolutely
coins.
And that's really what I set out to accomplish. I mean, everything else is extra. I really set out to accomplish I don't know, inspiration and
mm-hmm.
admiration and support to other women.
Yes.
I don't know. I think that, I don't know, I'm like.
See, like, for me, like, if I could just, like, heal everyone's soul, I would be so happy. Like,
yeah.
I just want to go around just, like, it's like, you're healed, and you're healed, and take everyone's pain away.
Yeah, well.
That would be great.
Well, that's also why you're pursuing Reiki.
Yes.
I mean, Laura's a Reiki practitioner now. And, you know, she has made a conscious decision that what she wants to do is heal.
Mm-hmm.
On a physical level.
I know I can't heal the world. But
no, of course not.
If I can help one person,
yep.
I'll be happy.
Yeah, and it's really not about, like, saving everybody. It's
no.
about small steps. And doing
yes.
them with a lot of love. Just do small things with great love.
Yes.
And that's how.
Copyrighted.
I don't know. I probably read that from somewhere. You know I make my own shit up. But seriously, I think that, you know, women need to support themselves. I mean, support
each other.
Each other. And if you don't get support from the people you expect support, because that's another thing. Sometimes we do things expecting people to support you. Listen, the people closest to you, family, even some friends, might not support you because
no.
they don't necessarily believe in what you have to offer.
Yeah, they might not believe in what you have to offer, or they might not even believe that you're going to be successful or that you're doing something that you're actually going to enjoy. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we have to support each other, but we also have to believe in ourselves.
Absolutely. If we don't believe in ourselves, nobody's going to believe in us.
No.
And listen, in my own personal experience, I've gotten this far because of Laura. Because look at us.
I'm going to cry. No, not really.
No, but Laura doesn't cry unless she's mad.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, don't tell everybody my secrets.
No, but I mean, I had an idea and Laura was like 110% on my side, and she actually pushed me. She made sure shit got done. And if it wasn't for Laura, I probably would, it would just be an idea.
Well, that's probably where I would be right now with Reiki also. Like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even have pursued it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I take all the credit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not as humble as Laura.
She's taking all the credit for everything. For my good aura.
No, but see, because we have a good partnership, because that's what we have. We've accomplished a lot of things that we had in mind, but we never actually lifted from the ground because, I don't know, because life.
Yes.
Right? Life.
Life. Life is special.
Yeah. And I really want to know what stops you all from doing whatever it is that you want to do. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be starting a business or... Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's very time-consuming, especially if you're juggling a job and kids and responsibilities and then starting a business. That's a lot of work. Listen, a job and kids, and it's a lot of work on its own. Even being a parent is a lot of work on its own without any of the extras. But I really want to know what you want to do that you've been putting in the back burner because of life.
So today I read this quote, which is just freaking, I saved it to my phone. And it's, you will often be the most tempted to quit when you are the closest to your calling.
Mm. And I think I read that too. From where?
The Auric Life.
Oh no, I didn't read it from that. I did not get it from that.
She's one of my moon buddies.
Okay.
So when I saw that, I was like, oh, I definitely needed to hear this today. And I told her, and I was like, oh my God. And she's like, you know, the universe sends you signs, and it's true. Like, when you least expect it, you know, people, the right people will come along. Mm-hmm. You will find that group of women that you know that you can count on. Mm-hmm. You know, and once you find those people, like, you have to... Like a garden. You have to water the garden. You have to tend to the garden in order for it to grow.
Yeah.
So just because someone, you're friends with someone, it doesn't mean that you stop calling, you stop checking up on people, you know, you text them, you call them, you let them know that you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to have a 4-hour conversation every time you're talking, but just like a, hey, how you doing type of thing.
Yeah. That's why, as we mentioned in our dating episode, as we mentioned also, I think, in the Bruja episode, you have to put forth effort in every aspect of life, in every relationship. People are fucking lazy, and that shit bothers the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Like, it bothers me so fucking much. Because if you see how many friends, listen, I'm not even going to lie to you. I've stopped talking to people. Within the last few months, I've evaluated the relationships I've had with certain people, and I'm like, okay, what benefit do you bring to my life? And I don't necessarily mean like a benefit that's going to help me progress in my business. Like, how long have we not spoken? Like, if you can really go that long without speaking to me or even send me a message, you don't have to fucking call me, because a lot of the times if you call me, I'm probably not going to pick up the phone.
No, I'm not a talker
on the phone. There's very few people that I talk to on the phone every day. But, like, seriously. But, like, if you actually think that you can go a year without reaching out to me, and then come out of the blue, and we're going to be like, hey, what's up? Nah, no. You're 86th. Like, that's just,
Well, see, that's why I don't understand. Like, people are like, oh, I want the kind of friendship where, like, we don't have to talk to or see each other for years and then pick up right where we left off.
What? But that's not a friendship. That's an acquaintance. Like, listen, granted, I mean, I have friends that I don't necessarily see all the time, mm-hmm. or I don't necessarily talk to all the time. But every couple of months, we try to link up. Mm-hmm. Everybody's busy. So yeah. I get it. We don't need to talk every day. But you can't come into my life, like, when you see some shit pop off on some, like, oh, my God, you're doing so fucking great.
Yeah.
It's, like, oh really? God. So before, because you didn't see I was doing anything, yep, you didn't hit me up? Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, yeah. Laura won the lottery. Let me go be nice to
her. Yeah, I don't like that. No. That bothers me.
Yeah, I don't play those games.
And I put forth a lot of effort in all my relationships. Like, if I love you, I love you, like, crazy hard, which is a blessing and a curse in my case.
That's going to be another episode.
Yes, that's enough.
I have some things to say about that.
I'm but. A little too, I mean, I seem hard as hell, but I'm really not. I'm like,
she's soft. Not.
I'm soft.
She is.
But.
She gives everyone 110%. Yeah. Even when she shouldn't.
Yeah, you're right. And it's within the last, you know, few months. Within the changes in my life, I've come to realize a lot of people don't deserve that. And I've actually, like I said, I've actually not necessarily cut people off, but just, you know, I've
had. Started distancing yourself.
Yeah, distancing. Because when you blow up, not everybody's meant to come with you.
Hell yeah. Can I just show you that I got a perfume and it has a crystal in it?
Does it smell like roses?
No. No, that's your smell. I don't want to smell like you.
Sorry. No, Amir wants Amir. He loves, this smells really good.
Right?
It's lapis. Mm-hmm. This is,
from Urban Outfitters.
She has a little, like, perfume. It's sea salt.
Lily got it from her friend, and then I stole it from Lily.
Oh, my God. This smells amazing, but this smells like something I know. I've smelled this before.
I don't know. It probably smells like the Urban Outfitters.
No, man. It doesn't smell like Urban Outfitters. It smells like something from,
somebody paid $24 for this little ass bottle.
But it smells good. I would pay $24 for that. If you would see Laura's face, next time we're going to vlog, because you need to see our faces.
I'm going to take a picture of this, and I'm going to put it in our story.
Yes.
So that you guys can see this little-ass bottle of fucking perfume. It's 1 ounce, and she wants to pay $24, and it's from Urban Outfitters.
Well, you know, it smells like something from, Bath & Body. Bath and Body, no, not Bath and Body, the other one. Body Works. No, not Body Works. Whatever. It smells like something from, no, man, not Bath and Body
Works. The Body Shop?
The Body Shop. It smells like something from the Body Shop.
Is that even open anymore?
Well, I said I've smelled this before. I didn't say that shit was open.
It's because they didn't have enough girl gang support.
You see? Shit that happens when they don't get girl gang support.
Yo, like Toys R Us.
Bro, that's crazy.
I will see, like, if I ever have a baby, I will never be able to take that baby into Toys R Us and pick out toys. When now it's like Target, Walmart, or fucking Amazon.
Amazon, that's it. That's what happens when people, you don't get support.
Small businesses. Support your local businesses. Support, or else Amazon's gonna take over the fucking world.
Amazon and Walmart, they're taking over everything. See, people do not support each other. That's why we are where we are right now.
I mean, you drive down Main Street over here and half the stores are closed.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Listen, support local business.
Support your local girl gang.
Yeah.
Copyright.
You're crazy. Copyright. No, but seriously, there's just so much bullshit amongst women. And it's not a competition, women. It's not a competition, ladies. Like, trust me. What you got, ain't nobody want it. I'm sure there are plenty of people. I mean, I don't see it that way because I'm not that type of person.
But there's enough for everyone.
Everybody to win, bro. Everybody could win. It's not a competition. Like, it's not... It really isn't. It should be. If it is competition, it should be healthy competition.
Yes.
And to motivate each other.
I'm going to be your spiritual guide for a second and just let you know that the more you give, the more you receive.
Yep. What's that thing that I sent you, Laura, yesterday? The 13 spirit truths will learn over time?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, actually, somebody that supports Laura and I heavy, every time I post something or, you know, she's a fellow Yemaya sister, she posted something, 13 spirit truths you will learn over time. So, clearly it's 13 different things, but whatever. It says there are no coincidences. That's something we discussed, which is, listen, people come into your life, things happen. Nothing is by coincidence. Everything is meant to happen. Love heals hatred and misery. So if you put love out there, guess what? That's what's going to come back to you. And what we give is what we get. That is like the Bible.
Why don't you just read all of them to everyone? All
right, fine. So number one, no, so 13. New moons are magical. Ask Laura. She's doing a workshop on Saturday.
Well, that's for the full moon.
Yeah, that was the next one. Yes. She's doing a workshop for the full moon, but we also have workshops for new moon, and we actually do new moon journals. Mm-hmm.
So, if you follow me and support me, you would see it.
Yes. So 13 is new moons are magical. 12 is full moons are magical. 11 is chanting works. So, chanting. I went to Kirtan twice with our previous guest, Maylene. I took my daughter to Kirtan once. It was really an experience. I would recommend it to everyone. You really have to go with an open mind because at first it could tend to be a little weird, especially if you're not into anything
spiritualism.
Involved. Yeah. No, because this is a whole other level. One thing is praying, another thing is meditating, another thing's chanting. That's completely different. But I do recommend it to everybody. And if you can, go to your local meditation, yoga studio, whatever. They offer kirtan or chanting. I recommend it, and I'm trying to get Laura to go. Right, Laura?
Yes.
We're going to go. All right, meditation works. That's number 10. Clearly, mm-hmm. we have discussed that meditation works. 9, prayer works. Listen, prayer to whoever you want to pray to, okay? Just pray. It works. Love heals hatred and misery. Number 8, like I mentioned before, love. Just give love.
This country would be so amazing if everybody would just love each other.
Yeah. Listen, embrace love. That's another thing. People have a hard time embracing love. Mm-hmm. Not only giving it, if someone's trying to love you, just embrace it. 7, your gut is your spirit guide. Please, everyone, follow your gut. If something's telling you shit's not kosher, chances are shit's not kosher.
Yep.
So follow your gut. 6, optimism attracts positivity.
Yep.
Snap. Last episode, you have to go with an open mind. Be optimistic always with everything you do. Be optimistic. 5, we create what we feel. Laura?
Mm-hmm.
4, there are no coincidences.
Never.
3, what we give is what we get. Give love. Be open. Please. Because what you give out is what the world, including us, receive.
Yes.
So, what we give is what we get. 2, the universe is listening.
Always.
What you want, put it out there. I get it. A lot of the times people are like, oh, because, you know, it blocks my blessings if I put it out there.
Well, you don't have to tell people. You don't have to tell people.
Yeah.
Put it in a book. Put it in a journal. Put it in your planner.
Put a picture of it.
Yeah.
Put it in your phone.
Put a vision board.
Yeah. Put on your put on your refrigerator. Like, dude, I want to look like Jennifer Lopez. I got a picture of that bitch. I love Jennifer Lopez.
You have it on your refrigerator? So
no, but I have it on my vision board.
So I'm like, every time you want to go get a snack, you're like, no. Shit.
I'm like, no, I have a picture of myself when I thought I looked really good. Doesn't work.
I still eat all the snacks.
I still eat all the snacks. One, magic really happens. Magic does happen.
It sure does.
So, just believe. Have faith. Having faith is half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else comes with hard work and time. Timing is everything.
It sure is. Everything always happens for a reason. There are, you know, just like the list said, there's no coincidences.
No.
You know, if you're meant to get something, you're gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something is not meant for you, you will not have it.
Yeah.
So don't try to force things. You know, you gotta let shit happen on their own time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that if more women got together and they really like embraced love and positivity,
yep,
and you know, even get together to like root each other on. You don't necessarily have to be doing anything amazing. You can just root your girl,
yeah,
and be like, bro, you're freaking amazing for just being my friend. That will come a long way.
Yep. If I would have been born in this country, we could have ran for president and vice president and just fixed the world.
Well, I was born in this country, but yeah, I can't run for president right now. They say... I'm not even going to make the comment I was going to say.
Oh, fuck.
Bro.
Listen, if I was born here and I was 35 years old, I would run for fucking president.
Bro, I had a lot of fun in my youth. That shit might come out to haunt me.
Social media did not exist when we were younger.
Bro, you no crazy? Snapchat. They freaking ruin everyone's life. They're like... Too many skeletons in the closet.
Well, I guess I'll be running for president.
Bro,
one day
I'll be your advisor. I'll be in the sideline.
I'll be running for president because apparently this one did some weird shit when she was younger and she can't come out.
Listen, I can say I had a lot of fucking fun.
I had fun too, but I can still run for president. A little too much fun.
It's okay.
I'm going to start small. I'm going to see if I can run for Senate or something.
We'll yeah, for councilwoman of your town.
Everybody would hate me.
So how are you going to run for president?
Because I have no filter. If
people Bro, but you can't run for shit, councilwoman?
No, because I would be like, you're an idiot. Get out of my face. Learn to do your job and then come back.
But you can say that if you're president?
Really? I mean... Really? Apparently you can say
whatever the fuck you want. You're right.
So.
No, you're right. You're right. Apparently you can say whatever the fuck you want. So.
Guys, you heard it here first.
Laura.
Eventually, I will
Laura,
be president.
2020.
I will be 35 by then, so I can
vote
run.
For Laura 2020.
We're gonna fucking manifest the shit out of that.
Bro, we're gonna have
Can you
we're gonna
imagine have... if I was president? Forget about it.
Bro!
What?
Bro, but I need a position. Like, in
don't worry, I got you.
Listen, if that shit happens, remember you heard
don't,
it here
the
first.
The only problem that I have is I don't do, like, skirt suit bullshit things. Like, I'm gonna have to do, like, a pantsuit.
No, look at freaking Hillary Clinton. She always
Please
wore pantsuits.
No.
I get it, but she wore pantsuits.
Yes, okay.
I'm not saying she... Stop. Okay, we're not... Listen, we're not... We're not putting our views, our political views out there. No, we're
not. Change the subject.
But
I wish that people that were in office would dress better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But we also haven't had a woman president yet, so.
Soon. It'll be me.
It'll be Laura!
Everybody would run for me. Well, I'm going to create my own party.
Well, you saw Cynthia Nixon is running for governor of New York.
Oh, here we go. It's starting.
So, that's huge. But anyway, back to supporting your local girl gang. Support it.
Do it.
Be part of it. And hopefully...
Start your tribe.
Start your tribe and love them hard and support every little endeavor. Something as simple as, like, I got up today. Hooray! You got up today! Woo! Because sometimes that shit's hard as hell.
Yes.
And listen to our next episode of Sancocho for the Soul. We clearly have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. All the time.
And support us.
Yes.
You're this girl gang. Media. This girl gang. Follow us on House of Clovers, on Clover and Lily 7.
Azucaria Lobo.
Yep. Just follow. Follow, like, and support.
Yeah, comment. Let us know you're there.
I mean, listen, we have gotten some great feedback, but we need
more
feedback.
You guys gotta comment, like, under whatever we're posting. Don't DM us. Just, you know, put it out there.
Yeah. Just please comment. Put it out there. Like us on iTunes. Like us on
Leave a review on iTunes.
Yes, we need reviews on iTunes. Like, stop texting me the review. I get it.
I can't post it for you.
Yeah, I can't.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's not. So please, leave a review and give us 5 stars. Yay!
Yes.
Don't be like 1 star. You suck.
No. We will find you.
We will and hunt you down. And listen, Laura's running for president, so she's gonna get.
I met someone today, and they call him Bobby the Killer. So I'm just putting it out there. He's like the nicest man I've ever met in my life.
Those are the ones you gotta be afraid of.
I know. So he's gonna be my bodyguard when I run for president.
Okay.
So I got that down.
All right. So we got security. Security.
Security. All right, guys.
All right, guys. Ciao.
Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.